like Steel Dan. He's a very elusive guy. And our main thing was to keep him in the pocket, and I think we did a pretty good job against that. But the past 2 weeks, we haven't really played a very elusive quarterback, so we were able to pin our ears back a little bit more. And, you know, this week, as far as I know, I think the Marquise is out. But I think we're going to be able to do a little bit more of a pass rush. But he is right. I mean, when we play teams in the Big Ten, they basically have a tailback back there who can throw. So it's definitely hard sometimes to get a good pass rush because we need to keep them in the pocket and sometimes hinders. So,
you know, sometimes it seems like they're setting camp back there. How important is it to rattle their cage a little bit and put some more pressure on them?
I think it's very important because, obviously getting a sack is a big deal, but just disrupting their throwing lanes, that kind of stuff, just getting a little bit of pressure on them, making sure you can't completely plant his foot and throw off. Like, I mean, I know Saturday he was getting rid of the ball pretty fast, so I thought we did a good job of just pushing the guy back into his face and making him throw some incomplete passes, because just making sure he can't throw his foot is the difference between a 10-yard completion and an incomplete pass. So,
you mentioned Greg not being able to play for him on Saturday. So how does that change your preparation now knowing that you're going up against Shortell?
I really don't think very much. I mean, obviously, Gray, he's a very elusive athlete. He's hurt us in the past, but I've watched film, and I think he's a runner, but he's not as good as a runner as Marquise. And, I think he's more of a pocket passer. He's a very good passer, and you know, they're obviously going to come out. They're going to try to run the ball first, like they always do. So we got to stop the run first and foremost. And then they do a lot of play action. So we're just going to be able to hopefully get a good rush and go from there.
How do you block out a game like last Saturday that happens where you lose at the end like that? And when you are getting ready for, especially this week with it being a rivalry game?
Coach Ferentz always says you can't let one team beat you more than once. Can't let them beat you twice. So I think it's very important to do it this week. And like you said, it's a very big rivalry game this week. And, we need to definitely have a great week of preparation and just forget about what happened. We moved on. We have the 24-hour rule. Monday morning when we come into lift, we move on to the next opponent. And we're just going to start preparing for Minnesota today.
Guys are on special teams, whether it's like in practice or in an actual game. Have there been situations where you've been out there on the hands team or out there on the field when you know that you're practicing or preparing for an onside kick?
Specifically me, no. The only one that I know that on the defensive line that's been on hands team is Cooper. So, that's all I got for that.
I was just wondering because I didn't know if there was something like as far as the techniques that they teach the guys up front when, you know, it's coming their way.
Cooper's the only one that I know of that's been out there, and pretty much they put him on there just to block a guy. So.